And earlier this month, the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women reviewed gender equality in various UN member states. Among those member states was Australia, a country we may selfishly hope has an exemplary history of women's rights. But despite our self-image as an egalitarian society, Australia has come under fire for its lack of gender equality legislation, its domestic violence problem, and the treatment of female asylum seekers on Nauru. It's now a question of what the federal government will do in response to the UN's criticisms. To discuss the UN's rebuke of Australia's women's rights record, I'm joined by Maria Nawaz, a law reform solicitor at Kingsford Legal Centre. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So were you surprised by the UN's criticisms?
No, the UN's criticism of Australia's women's rights record was sadly entirely expected, and that's because Australia has been consistently rebuked by the UN over the past few years for its failure to promote and protect the rights of women and girls in the Australian community. So we weren't surprised by this outcome at all.
And were there any criticisms in there that you did disagree with somewhat, or were they all extremely fair?
I think the UN has engaged in an extremely fair and thorough assessment of Australia's human rights record for women and girls. So in its recommendations, which were released on Monday night in Geneva, it did note aspects where Australia has improved in the protection of rights of women and girls. However, the negatives far outweighed the positives. So the UN identified over 24 principal areas of concern and made over 90 individual recommendations on how Australia needs to improve the rights situation at home.
Now, implicit in the report is a criticism of Australia's refugee program, as the federal government often prevents pregnant refugees on Nauru from transferring to Australia for medical reasons. Do you think that gender equality in Australia is conditional upon race?
Look, I think what we're seeing is women in Australia don't have access to gender equality, and it's experienced disproportionately or at a greater rate by diverse groups of women. So refugee women, women from a culturally and linguistically diverse background, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, women with a disability, these groups all face greater difficulty in accessing and enforcing their human rights.
Now, obviously, you know, any form of, you know, gender equality is not something that we want to aim for. But what are some of the sort of largest targets that we kind of, you know, the largest problems that we have right now in Australia?
So some of the largest problems that we have right now for women and girls in Australia is the endemic nature of violence against women. So the committee focused on this problem, noting that one in three women in Australia experience physical violence during their lifetimes, and almost one in five women in Australia experience sexual violence in their lifetime. So there's an epidemic of violence against women. And the committee noted that Australia is not doing enough in order to bring down the rates of violence against women. So the committee urged Australia to engage in concrete action in order to address chronic underfunding of services, including specialist women's services and legal assistance services that assist women escaping violence.
And why do you think Australia is so sort of, you know, lacking in its push for, you know, these measures and funding these measures? Is it just they're not viewed as important, or do you think Australia already views itself as being fairly good on gender equality somehow?
So I think Australia does view itself as doing well on gender equality, and various federal governments have shown a reluctance to engage with UN recommendations in the past. And unfortunately, that's something that has been ongoing for many years. So unfortunately, while Australia presents itself as a leader on gender equality internationally, there is so much more that needs to be done at home to ensure that women and girls in the Australian community can access and enforce their rights.
And how likely is it that this federal government will listen to and follow the UN's recommendations, as you said, about 90 given in this report?
So disappointingly, during the review in Geneva, when the Australian government delegation appeared, they said that they took their international obligations under the Women's Rights Treaty very seriously. However, they also admitted that they had little or no plans to implement changes to law and policy to improve the rights of women and girls in Australia. So that was very disappointing. Australia also has a very poor record of implementing treaty body recommendations. It was last reviewed by this same committee in 2010, and many of the recommendations from 2010 were made again this week.
So it doesn't seem very likely that it's going to be carried out this time either.
No, so we're really hoping that the Australian government will change its tactics and rise to the challenge of implementing these recommendations. However, we're thinking it's probably unlikely that they will do so unless there's lots of public pressure placed on them.
And obviously, you know, the government plays a very important role in terms of, you know, pushing policy and kind of helping people to, you know, organizations implement, you know, gender equality, provide services and so forth. What happens if the government doesn't do this? What can be done in Australia to push for gender equality and reform a lot of these problems?
So while the government obviously has a very important role to play in gender equality through law and policy, individuals can also play an important role in gender equality. So one of the major areas identified by the committee was the level of discrimination faced by women in employment. So individual employers, whether they be small or large organisations, can ensure that they uphold the rights of women working for them or applying to work for them by engaging in non-discriminatory workplace practices. So individuals and organisations also have a role to play in upholding the rights of women and girls in our community.
And finally, I'd just like to ask, Maria, how big an issue do you think this is seen by as a sort of average Australian? So, you know, Australia as a country sees itself as doing pretty well, even though it seems like we're not. How is it kind of seen by the, you know, average people, by employers? Do they view this as a serious issue, or is it kind of not seen as that big a deal?
So I think we're seeing a growing awareness among employers in this country on the back of the Me Too movement and greater awareness around issues such as sexual harassment of women. And we're seeing employers engage positively with programs and policies in order to improve their workplace culture. And we also need to remember that everyone deserves to access and enforce their human rights, and half the population is made up of women and girls. Mm-hmm. So everyone has a mother, a sister, a daughter or a friend who would benefit from gender equality. So we think it is an issue for everybody in the community.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having me.